and welcome back to our talks on the end times. We have thus far covered the apostasy, which we believe will precede the removal of the church, known as the doctrine of the rapture. After the rapture, the believers will be in heaven for 7 years, during which time two major events will take place, which is the judgment seat of Christ for rewards, followed by the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Jesus will take the church to be his bride, co-heirs with him, to rule and to reign forevermore. Once the church is removed, the way will be open for the emergence of two beasts, which Revelation 13 calls the Antichrist and the false prophet. One will head the governments of the world, the other will head the false church, or the church that remains after the rapture. And the two will link hands and form an alliance that will take absolute control over the world. These men, of course, will be under the governance and influence of Satan, who will possess them. And together, this unholy trinity will marshal the world towards Armageddon. We will take you on that journey. So far, during this tribulation period, we have seen the judgments of God being poured out, and we looked at the seven seals judgment. Today, we will look at the seven trumpet judgments. So the major text for that is Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 6. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Fast forward a little bit. And so the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So far, we have completed the six seal judgments, and we've seen the devastation already that has taken place on the planet. The seventh seal is not a judgment per se, but it opens the seven trumpet judgments. So before we get into the trumpet judgments, an activity takes place in heaven that has a direct bearing on the proceedings. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What we see is that the seven angels are given trumpets, but they wait for their instruction. In the meanwhile, another angel comes forward before the altar of the temple in heaven, and to him was given incense that he should offer along with the prayers of the saints. As the smoke of the incense, mingled with the prayers of the saints, ascend before God, the angel pours the contents of the censer on earth. This signals the seven angels to begin their work. What exactly was going on in the temple of heaven ahead of the trumpet judgments? A little primer on altars and intercession is needful to explain this preamble to the trumpet judgments. We know that the tabernacle or temple on earth was but a copy or shadow of the heavenly temple. And you can read that in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. In the tabernacle, there were two altars, the bronze altar outside the entrance of the tent, and the altar of incense inside the holy place. The bronze altar was for individual sins. Families came and offered their sacrifices for sin at the appointed months allocated to their tribes. The altar of incense was for corporate intercession. The high priest took a censer, added coals to it from the bronze altar and fragrance, and put it on the altar for the sins of the nation. This took place every day in the morning and at twilight. Exodus 37-8 and Leviticus 16-12. Thus, the casting down of this censer suggests that the end of corporate mercy had come. This agrees with Daniel's prophecy that midway through the tribulation, when the Antichrist desecrates the temple by installing the abomination of desolation, the daily sacrifice would come to an end. In other words, the work of corporate intercession would come to an end. Daniel 12 and 11. What this would suggest is that the trumpet judgments will begin shortly after the midpoint of the tribulation. The question is often asked, why trumpets? In olden days, trumpets were used for any of four purposes. One, to signal the end of something such as a harvest, Leviticus 23:24. 2, to alert a city of impending danger, Judges 6:34, Jeremiah 4:19. 3, to call people to worship or to a solemn assembly, Exodus 19:13, Leviticus 23:24 are examples. And 4, to rally troops to combat, as we see in Numbers 10:9, 31:6, and Nehemiah 4:20. The rapture of the church will be preceded by a trumpet sound, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. In some ways, this is a call to all four purposes, though its immediate purpose is to signal the time for a harvest of souls for the bride of Christ. The raptured saints will be saved from impending danger, will be joined to Christ as his bride in a solemn ceremony, and will return with him as troops to combat the satanic trinity at Armageddon. The seven trumpets of the tribulation warn of attacks. It is the Lord versus the forces of evil on earth. And the great tribulation will also end with a trumpet sound from the angels for a final reaping of the harvest of souls. Jesus spoke about that in Matthew 24:30-32. Before we get to the seven trumpets, I think it would be needful to interject that there has been much discussion among prophecy teachers and commentators as to how these judgments are being poured out during the seven-year period. Many believe these judgments will be intermingled, meaning that the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments will pound the earth in no particular order. However, the fact that these judgments are released after seals are opened in consecutive order, and trumpets are blown in sequence, and bowls are poured out in order of command, would indicate that the judgments are, in fact, sequential in nature. The sequential nature of these activities in heaven cannot possibly result in disorder of judgment on earth. So here we go. Trumpet 1. Hail, storms, and fire destroy plants. Revelation 8:7. Hail and fire mixed with blood results in a third of the earth and all green grass being scorched. Is this a reference to the impact of climate and ecological changes? Trumpet number 2, destruction of sea life, Revelation 8:8-9. A great mountain burning with fire is thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turns to blood, a third of marine life dies, and a third of the ships on the ocean are destroyed. Could this be the result of a nuclear explosion? Trumpet number 3, destruction of lakes and rivers. Revelation 8:10-11. A great star named Wormwood falls from heaven and pollutes earth's waters and springs, killing many. Many scholars believe this star is an asteroid. 4. Sun and moon darkened. Revelation 8:12. The earth becomes darkened as the heavenly luminaries are struck. Some commentators believe this might be the result of heavy pollution in the atmosphere. There is then a break between Judgment 4 and 5, in which an angel is seen flying through the skies pronouncing that woes are about to come upon the earth. Thus, he is preparing the earth for more intense bombardment or woes. Trumpet number 5. Locusts torture people. Revelation 9:1-11. A star falls from heaven, holding the keys to the bottomless pit. This is not a heavenly body, but a person, for as we note, the key was given to him. He's the same star as in verse 11, whose name is Abaddon or Apollyon, the gatekeeper of the abyss. This is a holding area for exceptionally wicked and dangerous angelic criminals. Jude 6 talks about the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode. He is reserved in everlasting chains on the darkness for the judgment of the great day. This is the place, the abyss, where they are being held. God did not spare the angels who sinned, Peter said, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, 2 Peter 2:4. The demons that are locked away in this pit are believed to be those who have left their station and corrupted their purpose. Many believe they are those sons of God who took to themselves daughters of men and corrupted the human race. Genesis 6 and 2. Demons know that many of their compatriots are already confined in the abyss. And so we are not surprised to hear that the legion Jesus had cast out from the man at Gadara begged him not to cast them into the pit before their time. Luke 8 and 31. Man may not believe in hell, but demons do, and they tremble at the very thought of it. James 2 and 19. This abyss is the same place to which Satan will be confined during the millennial reign of Christ upon the earth. These demons emerge from the abyss like a plague of locusts. The locust has been associated with divine wrath, Exodus 10:12-20. And while it is normal for locusts to attack vegetation, this army was given the command to hurt only humans. Trumpet number 6. A demonic army kills a third of all people. Revelation 9:12-21. An angel is commanded to release four demons that are bound at the great river Euphrates, 9 and 14. These four demons mobilize an army of 200 million to torment humans. Scripture is not clear on whether this 200 million are men or demons, but considering that later three unclean spirits will marshal the armies to battle at Armageddon, it might be consistent to believe these are actually demons. They will, however, kill a third of the inhabitants of the earth. And as human pain increases, so, unfortunately, will their defiance of God. Revelation 9:20-21 says, "But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the work of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts." Revelation 9:20-21. During this period, the murders will be rampant. Sorcery will be commonplace. Sexual immorality will become an addiction. And thefts will be the order of the day. As we close this section on the trumpet judgments, it would be helpful to consider that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, as we noted in 1 John 2:18, and that the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, according to Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7. And so we will begin to see these evils on the rise, even as we approach the day of the rapture. When the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, it was a signal for the next set of judgments, called the seven bowls of God's wrath. And those are found in Revelation 11:15-19 and 15:1-8. The bowl judgments will bring greater destruction and will be the subject of our next lesson. So, some concluding thoughts on trumpet judgments. The first four trumpet judgments will occur in rapid sequence. A quarter of the world's population will die as cities are destroyed by fire and water. Global infrastructure, shipping, communication, banking, and travel will be in chaos. God's shock and awe approach to dealing with a rebellious world through the preaching of 144,000 evangelists will result in the saving of many. But once again, just like it was at the end of the seal judgments, the world will remain defiant in their sin and to God's right to rule his planet.